Yo, what up? This is Flip the Script. It is March, nope, actually April 9th, 2019. You're on the Port Louis podcast. It's been about a minute, hour, days since I've been on here. And I'm glad to be back. So, lots been going on. It's been cold this week. Weather is, let's see what it is, 50 degrees outside right now here in Seattle, Washington. And kind of chilly to be scratching outside with the portable. And so just been kind of been nomad, or not nomad, but just indoors. Right now I have my portable with me though. Just got done scratching on the portable inside my car using the Table Beats app. Was scratching to the El Hundo and DJ Bass looper. Forgot what it was called, but doing that. Lots been going on. And yeah, my newest thing right now, I just acquired the Reloop RP8000 Mark II turntable. It's a Serato, an official Serato accessory. It has performance pads on it, 8 performance pads, a new feature called Platter Play, which you can play like scales on the turntable. You could do it with regular records, also with the Serato control disc. And everything is controlled through Serato. It still can be used as a regular turntable, but you don't get to use the Platter Play features unless you're connected directly to Serato DJ Pro. And it only works with Serato DJ Pro, not Serato DJ, not Scratch Live, not Traktor, or any of those other. It's a strictly Serato DJ Pro piece of gear. Loving it so far. Used it on at a gig this past Saturday. The Homie Joints also copped one. We're gonna be, well, at least I am gonna bring that deck tomorrow for the Scratch Lounge 9th year anniversary. Wow, it's been 9 years. This group, Groove Techs, consisting of DJ Spinja and DJ Bamboo. You can find them at Spinja on Instagram and at DJ Bamboo 888 on Instagram. Hashtag Scratch Lounge with the SKRTHCH Lounge. And then the person who plays beats is also part of our portalist group, Northwest Portalists, Scratcher Portalist Northwest Division, part of the Scratcher group. The person on ones and twos is DJ Dilemma. And for those of you new here, I'm part of a portalist group called Northwest Portalists that consists of myself, DJ Flip the Script, DJ Dilemma, DJ Joints, and DJ J Flex. And we're planning, hopefully soon, to have a gathering outdoors. And we're known to do gatherings like various spots in here in Pacific Northwest, mainly King County area, Washington State, Seattle. And we just have like DJs, scratchers from all over come out. We throw a little barbecue, and it, you know, family oriented. So if you have kids, bring them along because they get to enjoy the wherever we scratch at, mainly at like parks. So we got to do that soon. Coming out with that. So big ups to the Northwest Portless. Big ups to Groove Techs. Tomorrow there's going to be a scratch on session. And there's going to be a invitational battle, scratch battle. I don't know who's all in it. But I think there's like 8 contenders. And I don't know what the prize is. But that should be a... should be a good event going on tomorrow. And so yeah, that's what we have planned ahead. What else here? Just been working personally on my life. recently got laid off from my job of 20 years, and right now just being Mr. Mom, taking care of the kids. They're on spring break right now, so like that's pretty cool. So I get to spend time with them, doing stuff around the house, getting stuff together for Portless events, and also, if you want to check me out on YouTube, you can check the Phonographics, Phonographx, on YouTube. Been starting that up. Don't have many videos up, but we have like stuff like events like with the Northwest Portless, me scratching, me talking about whatever DJing, Portless related, kind of like here on this podcast. And yeah, so, and what I've been wanting to do, waiting on this, the new ReLoop Elite mixer. Gonna get into that. That's gonna be my first ever performance mixer since like everybody's like working with the Pioneer DJM S9 mixer. A lot of people have those. There's also the Rain 72 mixer. That thing's a beast. Kind of overkill for my taste. I see that mixer mainly for mobiles. Could also be for battle DJs. If you're a true Rain head fan, Rain fanboy, fangirl, I've seen a lot of people get that with the Rain 12s. That's their new controller turntable, and it's not really a true turntable because it's just a controller and it can only be used with Serato DJ Pro. So it's cool, but personally, I've messed around with a set at this one bar. They invested in the whole setup of a pair of Rain 12s, the Rain 72. My first impression, I didn't like the turntable because I guess it was at the stock settings of the platter was at the stock settings and it just felt really heavy. It was kind of hard to back drag and I don't know. I guess you had to like open up the platter or something to adjust it, but you know, I think that's a con for especially for like a new DJ that just like invests all their money into that system and like never touched a turntable before, particularly a Technics 1200. because if that platter is set up the way it is and you have a new DJ just introduced to that and just thinks that they can just automatically get going with that, you probably can, but like there's drag to it and it just doesn't feel right. And so I think Rain missed the mark on that. They missed the mark on just making it a turntable, also controller. That's why I went with the Reloop RP8000 Mark II, because that's a true turntable with a tone arm. You could place a needle on it, but it also can be a controller via with a Serato control vinyl and its MIDI pads. Excuse me. So, going off that, I recommend for you new DJs that, like, you know, see all the new and shiny, you know, that you see on social media, you know, places like DJ City, and like those big time DJs that are using the Rain 12. Mind you, they started off with 1200s or direct drive turntables, and this just initially, if it's just set up like that, like, Rain, you missed the mark. I'm sorry. So, like, I'm not too keen on that system. When it first did come out, it was missing some features, but they did do some updates. And I guess just to make all the current users happy, better waveform now, and you can do post fader effects, which it initially didn't have. So I thought that was kind of dumb on their part. You know, if they had it on the 62, why not start off with the 72? I don't know, but that's just my opinion, and I'm just glad I just went with what I went with. And just can't wait till that Reloop Elite comes in, and I'll be doing a review on that on YouTube. A couple of the DJ homies, they do have the Pioneer DJ or DJM S9. That's a dope mixer, but it's a little bit aged, even though that's like they've been the pioneer, quote unquote, of that type of performance battle style mixer. And it's kind of getting long in the tooth, I guess. So they should be coming out with something something soon, maybe a Mark II, who knows. But with politics, you know, Pioneers like focus more on their record box now, because they have their own DVS system, which is record box. And Serato DJ still doesn't have their own like branded gear, which I feel that they never will. I think Rain is probably the closest thing that will be like Serato DJ based. And again, this is my opinion. You know, if you newbie out there is kind of not agreeing with it, that's okay. That's fine with me. You know, leave your comments and on here on the podcast. So, yeah, you know, it's DJ related. It's more of a performance DJ, battle DJ related. But that's what I've been just, you know, kind of focusing on, just trying to get back into the, you know, true DJ form. I recently re-upped my subscription to BeatJunkies.tv with their scratch lessons, and trying to get more into the beat juggling realm. Practicing on my strobing right now, and I'm working on the pair of Vestax PDX 2000s. had those for a while, had those for, you know, for years now. And the mixer I'm using with Serato DJ Pro is the Akai AFX, Akai AMX current combo. Currently using that. But I also just recently copped last month the Mixar's Cut Mark II mixer with the Galileo fader. It's a pretty cool mixer, and I got it for a really good price off Amazon.com. So you may want to check that out. Check out my YouTube episode with the Mixar's Cut Mark II. You can see that on Phonographics again. So, very buttery mixer. The sound card in it, or the audio is it's okay. It does its work, but I feel like they kind of limited it. So like, you don't get as much volume power out of it compared to like a Rain mixer or a Pioneer mixer, or even a Denon mixer. You know, like. I even have a Denon mixer, the old 600X or whatever you call it, the DNX600, I think that's what it's called. So yeah, I've just been working on that. I'm actually bringing the Mixar's Cut and my Reloop turntable tomorrow to Scratch Lounge, so like, you know, all the homies can check it out. See what the new is. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of portables out there. 1200s, S9s. You'll also have like Rain 56s. That's a, you know, really common mixer in that cipher. So pretty excited to be there tomorrow. Celebrate 9 years of these guys doing their thing for 9 years. Like, it's crazy. Like, you know, you see a lot of scratch groups around the nation. You know, they're popping up here and there, but like, you know, I'm not gonna name any names, and like, you know, it's no beef or nothing like that. It's just like, it's really humbling that you got a group like this that's just been doing it for 9 years strong. And you know, salute to GrooveTech, Scratch Lounge, all the Scratch Lounge familia. It's pretty dope. So yeah, just trying to get my chops back up here in the podcasting realm. Man, it's been too long. I'm sorry that, like, you know, I haven't been doing it, but like, just like trying to figure out life right now, you know, due to this layoff. And I don't know what I'm going to do about work. You know, just right now, just collecting my unemployment and doing my thing to keep with that. You know, get a little bit of money in to survive. But my goals are to, like, just get back into, like, DJing somewhere. Maybe do a little bar lounge. Do a little bit of mobiling, but no weddings. I'm done with weddings. I really don't want to do those, so I'm putting it out there, you know. But I just do want to do like a little bit of mobiling, and just like always want to scratch. So practice on my scratching, keep up with like what's new in scratching and the turntablism world. In the portableism world, in talking about new stuff, this finally the phase has been released and arrived in the United States, as you can see on the social media. And big up to the homie Joints, DJ Joints, who's he copped a pair. So I just want to see what that's all about. That thing looks amazing. It's revolutionized. You know, not using needles. The only drawback is that you still have to use a DVS system for that. So like, portabilism wise, you just need a DVS and just that phase and you're good to go. Even with a turntable set. So anyway, I feel like I'm going to start rambling about nothing, and I'm just grateful to be back. And to whoever's listening out there, one listener, thank you for hanging in there. And as you can see, I'm back. Welcome back to the Portless Podcast. Please comment. It's important that you comment. Share this podcast. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed. Like. And keep cutting them wrecks. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.